Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Subhas Mandal from Wipro. Welcome, Subhas.
Thank you, Allison. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
So, Subhas, you lead the solutions and innovation portfolio for telecom and networking domains for Wipro. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So as you know, that Wipro has been in the telecom research and development with our international customers for a long time, over the last 20 years. Telecommunication now is becoming yet another communication application on a cloud infrastructure. So while it is easy to say that telecommunication becomes a cloud application on top of a data network, ensuring the same level of experience to end user is a huge statement. There is a need for a innovation at scale. And in order to do that, we believe that there is a need for creating some reference solutions that catalyzes the innovation. And we believe that Intel is doing some breakthrough technology innovation here. We bring that insight and use cases where we can apply this technology and innovation to solve the end user requirement. And we are focusing on practical reference solutions to ensure that we become a catalyst in the whole innovation ecosystem.
Wipro has been a longtime member of the Intel Network Builders program. Tell me a little bit about how Network Builders fits in to the broader context of your solution delivery.
We have been registered as part of Network Builder ecosystem since 2013. We have focused on various use cases that utilizes Intel technology. The first one that we did was a virtualization platform called Virtualized CPE. And here what we focused on is Intel DPDK. The other additional things that we have done on the Intel technology is implementation of QoS. As far as the other things are concerned, we have done a reference implementation of virtual EPC, which is a fully functional entity. And in fact, this was one of the components we used for demonstrating the Verizon use case in the innovation challenge. We are working on a cloud run solution. I have a working prototype right now, making it port on Intel hardware platform. We are expecting to complete this integration as soon as the Intel completes on definition of their APIs. The other program that I'll work on is LiFi, which is a light-based communication. And like Wi-Fi, you should be able to have access on a visible light that is illuminating your room and get connected to networking nodes. So that's in a nutshell what I am focusing on as far as the solutions are concerned.
Now let's fast forward to the Intel Network Builders Verizon Challenge. You guys were selected as the winner in the analytics category for a network analytics solution that demonstrated some very cool real-time analytics. Tell me a little bit about how you approached that submission and more about the technology that you demonstrated to the challenge.
So we had roughly about 4 weeks' time to implement and show the real demo of the solution. So however, we are notified that we have been shortlisted as one of the three contestants who get the chance to demonstrate as a finalist their solution by 18th of November. And we had 3 weeks' time after the declaration happened. That was the time we are having the holiday season in India, and it was a real spirit we had to elevate. The entire team came together in realizing that solution. And I'm really proud of my team in achieving what we have achieved in such a short period of time. The solution taps into the concept of the cloud run, which allows the control plane and user plane to independently scale in a layered fashion, with the radio layer residing inside the system on chip from the vendors like you who bring in the platform. Then the layer 2 and layer 3 can be decoupled and deployed into a virtual machine on any x86 processor, and yet ensure the same performance and latency criterion. And that is where the 5G Cloud RAM architecture is specifying to ensure we still have a millisecond latency there. Now, as this architecture evolved, we thought that this is a great experience to bring in analytics, to be precise, absolute real-time analytics. to take decision in millisecond and then enable additional use cases that otherwise was not possible. So here what we did is we proposed that rather than having a hardware probe that used to be the traditional case for tapping in additional network intelligence by inspecting the packets that flow into the interface using an external probe appliance, rather than doing that into this software-defined infrastructure, if I have an API that we used to extract the already processed KPIs inside the e-node base at different layers, I can then stream that, take it to a central analytics application hosted in yet another VM, and stream it in absolute real time, and make sense of it, establish the pattern, look into the user level, the cell level, and transport level KPIs, cross-correlate them, and make a decision when the user experience is degrading and what action could improve the experience. So what we did is we took a video application and then we determined the MOS score, mean opinion score, as defined by IPU. Based on the patterns that I am seeing, we pre-calibrated the latency and jitter and build an analytics model based on machine learning algorithm. We tried three different algorithms, and we found that decision tree is giving the most accurate result, close to 94% accuracy. And that machine learning algorithm we applied in predicting what could be the potential user experiences in real time as the radio KPIs are changing, as the transport KPIs are changing. And with that model applied, we are able to predict the MOS score. And as the MOS score degrades, we are able to report these KPIs into millisecond intervals at the probe layer. And the analytics layer, where it is doing all the data crunching using the machine learning algorithm, we have been able to make the decisions in 2 minutes. So we are targeting to crunch it further and explore the possibility of bringing into millisecond decision making. As per the current algorithms we have applied, in principle, it is possible to come down to 10 milliseconds, assuming 5 samples history is all I take for making a decision. But we have to really work further in improving that, by making it that real time. But 2 minutes is what we have achieved as far as the decision making is concerned.
So why is it so important that we drive these analytics to real time and reduce the latencies in terms of ability to act on the data?
Why the real time is important here is, if my video session degrades and network is not having the intelligence to understand that video session has experienced and take a corrective action, I would get frustrated and then say, hey, this network is useless for me. So the intent here is that even before the user knows that my experience is going to be bad, network understands that and can make a decision. And that is where the real-time determination becomes very critical for us. Even if I do it in minutes, it is not going to be good enough. So my next phase of this, I am focusing on prediction. And prediction, I have tried doing it 10 seconds ahead of time. But if it takes 2 minutes to crunch it, I need to predict it 2 minutes in ahead. So the challenge that comes in here is with the mobility mixed up with the mobile devices. If there is pattern you see on the mobility in terms of location movement, there is a huge amount of correlation to do. The location parameter being on, the layer on radio signal condition being 2, the L2 KPIs being 3, and then third is the layer 3, which will essentially make the handover decision. So cross-correlating all of them is a lot of algorithms to crunch in the back. So a very interesting problem to solve. We have focused on layer 2 right now to derive the intelligence. But as we progress further, cross-layer correlation is where we are focusing. And we believe this is a solvable problem. 2 minutes, hopefully I will be able to bring sub-minute level. That is my next target here.
How can folks engage with WePro to find out more about the solutions you have in market right now and how they can engage in POCs and trials with next generation solutions?
www.wipro.com and just search for the networking, SDN and everything. You would be able to find our solutions briefing. We have posted this in the Network Builder site as well, which we'll keep on upgrading. This information is yet to be updated into the Network Builder site. And I have a lot of white papers published into the Wipro site as well. If there is anybody interested beyond that, feel free to contact me. I would be glad to respond directly on any queries as well.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. It has been a real pleasure to be here with you.